to overcome, have victory over loneliness, let's wrap up victory over depression. So when we concluded the whole matter of depression, the reason why you and I fall into depression because of three things. And if we be able to overcome these three things, and then most likely we will not fall into depression. So what do you think, what are the three things that human beings need to be complete? What are the three things that human beings need to be complete? Okay, love, yes, love, yes. Yes, food, yes, security. Okay. So first, body, right? A body needs to be complete. So it means the physical aspect of things need to be complete. And second, we're talking about love. Actually, this means our soul needs to be complete. What about the last thing? Spirit, yes. Spirit also need to be complete. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here, for human being to be complete, we need to complete in three different aspects of life. So this means our body, the first thing we need to be complete in is, that is our body. Of course, our body is that, you know, when we have food to eat, when we have a place to live in. Because even though, yes, as Christians, we feel like, you know, this thing is secondary, but actually, it's also part of our lives. Right now, if you and I have no place to stay, would we really be happy? Of course not, right? And then if our children have no food to eat, would we be happy? Of course not. But it doesn't mean those things. No, if we have food to eat, a place to live, it doesn't mean by default you and I can be a very joyful person. No, it does not mean that. But those things can cause us to fall into depression. Because when we worry about food, when we worry about, you know, a place for us to live in, then of course, those things will bring anxiety to us. And because of this anxiety, quite often we can fall into depression. The same thing, the second thing, our soul need to be complete. And our soul is talking about what? Love, right? Love. Especially love from parents. Especially love from our family members. If you and I are not loved, then it's very likely we'll fall into depression. Why? Because human beings cannot live by ourselves. And human beings cannot live just to love ourselves. When we talk about soul, you know, we talk, for example, let's go back to the body. You know, when you and I help others, right, to fulfill their physical needs, we also become very joyful too, right? So it's not only receiving, but also giving. Also will make us joyful. The same thing with soul. The person who feels the most joyous are the person who always, you know, be able to love others. Because when you love others, you will feel the kind of joy come into our hearts. But of course, when you love others, you also need to be loved yourself. A person cannot love others and let themselves are being loved by someone. So that's why when a person, they do not know how to love. That's why Jesus Christ said, you know, love those, right, who hate you. Why do you think that is? Why do you think Jesus Christ said, love those who hate you? Why? What is the biggest reason? Yeah, it's very early in the morning, so we try to be in touch. Yes, no, it's very true, of course. You know, those who, you know, it's much easier to love someone who loves us, right? But it's much more difficult to love those who hate us. But what is the main reason behind it? Of course, beside that, why our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us to love those who hate us? Yes, that's very true. Because a person who does not know how to love, most likely no one ever loved them. So that's why Jesus Christ said, love those who hate you. Why? Because through our love, we also teach them how to love. It's so true. Really, it's so true. So that's why when I work with younger kids and stuff like that, and they fall into depression, or they feel very hateful toward their parents, or toward other kids. See, kids themselves, you know, they're very neutral. But the problem, they feel in such a way because no one ever loved them, or showed love toward them. So because of this, they're always very angry at the whole world. Anyone, you know, but when you build a connect to these kind of kids, and then you will show them how to love, and then they become very loving, or loving people in general. So that's why it's very important that our soul need to be complete. So if any one of us never been loved by anyone, then most likely we are not a very happy person, very joyful person. And if you think about all the people around us, the people that we know, and the person who really does not know how to show love, you know the situation, right? Because a lot of times they haven't been loved by anyone. So love those who hate us. In other words, that show, be an example. Because those who hate us, most of the time they don't want to hate us, but they can't help but to hate us. Because of this, if we show them love, then indirectly we teach them how to love. If we be able to turn that person to love rather than hate, then most, you know, God's name truly be glorified. I think we shared with you some before in Boston, there's this famous case that a robber came into this old lady's house and he had a gun and he wanted to rob her. But the old lady, you know, she's just very gullible or very naive, whatever. She's just like, oh, young man, you look like you're very hungry. Right now I'm making a sandwich and a little soup. Why don't you sit down? You know, I'll do you, you know, a sandwich and a soup. And of course the robber just thinking, this old crazy old lady, right? But the thing is, when she said that to him, he was very touched. Well, he's very touched. So guess what? He sat down at the table. And then she fed him sandwiches and also soup. Then after that, he said, oh, why don't you call a cop and arrest me? Yeah, she called a cop, arrest him. Then, of course, they kept in contact. Well, and I don't know after that. I didn't read the story after that. But it's quite amazing, right? Because of course, this young man most likely has never been loved by anyone, right? So when this old grandma, you know, asked him to sit down and just, I will give you food to eat, so he felt touched, even though he feels like this lady, you know, she's not all there, right? But at the same time, he sat down, yeah, put his gun on the table, and the cop came, no resistance, nothing. You know, and hopefully that will completely transform his life. Right? Transform his life. So that's why for us as Christians, it's very important that, you know, not only for us to receive love from others, but also we need to love others also. And the last one is spirit. This is the thing that people lack the most. You know, a lot of time when people feel depressed, what do they try to fulfill? What do they try to fulfill when people are depressed? When people feel sad, when they feel sorrowful, what do they try to fulfill? What part, what aspect they're of themselves they try to fulfill? Okay. But right now, for example, if you know a person who's fallen to depression and, you know, they want to come out of depression, most likely what part of themselves they try to fulfill? Anybody understand the question? No? We talk about three different parts of ourselves, right? We need to be complete. So when a person feels lonely, when a person feels depressed, what part of themselves they try to fulfill the most? That, you know, to make themselves feel better? What's that? Yes, first body, right? You know, many people when they fall into depression, what they drink, right? They turn to, you know, they turn to drugs. And then they try to go out and find, you know, sexual patterns and things like that, right? So they feel, the reason why they feel depressed, why? Because they lack something of their body. They need, sometimes they feel like, oh, I don't have enough money, right? That's why I feel depressed. And then, of course, soul too, right? Soul, because sometimes they feel, oh, I have no one to love me, right? Nobody cares for me. Nobody loves me. So they also go out and try to find different relationships, this and that. But on the end, of course, those things can, you know, help us not to fall in depression. But it's not the main thing you and I should fulfill. But if you and I fulfill spiritually, everything else will come into play. So in other words, that most people, they will not think like to fulfill this spiritual life first. So the other part, which is the soul and also body, to be fulfilled. So that's why Christ is the all in all. Because Christ can do all those three things. You know, if you have a spouse, our spouse loves us very much. Maybe a husband, you know, work and be able to feed us, give us a nice house. It doesn't mean we can be completely joyful. Why? Because that's only to fulfill our body. And a husband can also may love us very much. They can fulfill our soul. But can our spouse, can that husband fulfill our spirit? No. Cannot. Because the spirit is so deep inside of us. And that spirit, we need our Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill. And for me, that's why I became a pastor. Because before, when I was working with people who have, you know, major depression, things like that, of course, I'd be able to help them once in a while, just put a bandage on them, right? But the wound and the scar is always there. You cannot get rid of it. But in Christ, you can completely remove that scar, remove that wound, and completely heal it. And I see many cases, because I was working, over 10 years, you know, as a mental health therapist. And it's not one person that I help that they completely heal from depression. I see them for 7-8 years. The same person, the same problem. But in Christ, it's very clear. We see some brothers and sisters fall into depression. To God's help, to God's intervention, they, you know, you can see them. They're very joyful. They're very helpful. And their life is very active. I mean, for us, I mean, Sister Hillary is not here, but look at Sister Hillary's case. It's like night and day, right? When she first came here, all she did, when the place is so hot, but she wear like earmuffs, ski hats, a huge coat, this and that, right? But now you look at her, of course, it has to do with spiritual things too, right? But the main reason why she can feel the way she feels right now, because of God's intervention. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Book of Luke chapter 4. That's why worship, remember when the 5,000 people, you know, following Jesus Christ, they were starving, right? They have nothing to eat. So Lord Jesus Christ, what did He do? He fulfilled them first, right? He fed them with food. Because God understands that if you and I have no food, it's very difficult to worship God. Why? Because that's part of our life. That's part for us to complete as human beings. So, but look at chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. This is talking about Simon, right? The fisherman, which is Peter. We want to see how his life was complete by our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at chapter 5, verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. So here, Peter, he was the man of the house. And as the man of the house, he needed to bring food to his family. And as a fisherman, we don't know how many years he's been a fisherman already. But he said he toiled all night and caught nothing. So in other words, yes, sometimes you and I work in this life. Even though we try our best, something that we cannot just, you know, we're just not there for us. It's just not there. But here, before our Lord Jesus Christ came into his life, he toiled all night and caught nothing. So sometimes the same thing for us. Before we come to know Jesus Christ, there's many things we do in life, it's never there. We try, and we get, and then it's just gone. But what happened after Jesus Christ came to his life? Look at verse 6. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was broken. Before Jesus Christ, they toiled all night, they caught nothing. So in other words, when Peter go home, his wife, his children, they be starving, they have no food to eat. But after Jesus Christ came into their lives, and then they caught great number of fish. And this is how God is. This is how God is. So don't think like, oh, no, we as Christians, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we need to be poor. No. It's not like that at all. God knows how much we can handle. That's why Abraham was really rich, right? I mean, Abraham, he has like, you know, maybe 1,000 servants. Who knows, right? But the one who can fight in the war, at least 300, right? For Abraham. So, it doesn't mean that you and I, as Christians, we need to be poor. No. But we don't allow those things to make us happy. We must be, you know, we must be content in what we have. So here we can see that Peter, before Jesus Christ came into his life, he caught nothing. You know, think about this. You know, many people who are wealthy, and even though they are wealthy, they fall into depression. And why is that? Because even though the food that they eat is very good, is very expensive, it doesn't mean they can eat with a joyful heart. Right? But for us as Christians, actually, even we eat herbs, even eat simple food, we are very joyful. You know, for me and my wife, we were talking about the last time we went to France. Because she studied in France at the time, so I went to visit her. And that is the most memorable time that we had, because the food that we ate was so good. And you want to ask me, what kind of food did we eat that was so good, right? Every single day, we just go across the street from a hotel, we get a baguette and roast chicken. You know, the papa's and mama's kind of store, right? And the food was very simple. But it tasted so good. And the reason why it tasted so good, because we were together. It's not because of the food. You go to France, you want escargot, that kind of stuff, right? Caviar, that kind of stuff, right? No, we just eat a $5 roasted chicken and a 99-cent baguette. But it tasted so good. Even just a couple of days ago, we talked about that. How wonderful it was. It's not because of the food, because we truly love one another. So the same thing. If we have great relationship with God, and we have great relationship with one another, everything that we eat, it becomes really good. It's just the way it is. Because for the food to taste good, it's not how good the food is. It's what kind of company you're eating with. If across from you, the one you love the most, you can just sit there and stare at one another, you'll be full. Right? If God is in the midst of us, you know, and when we love one another, I mean, that is the best thing in life. The best thing in life. So that's why for us, but nevertheless, God also worried about feeding us too, right? He's our Father. How can a Heavenly Father allow us to starve? He would not. That's why I said, don't worry about tomorrow, right? What you eat, what you drink. Why, even the birds in the air, who feed them? The Heavenly Father feed them. And the birds, they are nothing compared to us. We are His children. So why worry? So that's why when Peter, before he met Jesus Christ, before Jesus Christ came into his life, he toiled all night and caught nothing. But there's a condition, right? There's a condition. Why did Peter be able to catch great number of fish? Why? Why? What's that? Yes, obey through his faith, right? He had the faith to obey Jesus Christ. Can you imagine, was Jesus Christ a fisherman? Jesus Christ, was he a fisherman? No. If any one of you fish, you know, right? That when you go fishing, stuff like that, where are all the fish usually when you go fishing? Huh? Are you getting a fish? No, when you go fishing, stuff like that, right? Where's the best place to fish? If you go see people at the lake and stuff like that, where do they fish usually? In the deep? No. Yes. They always fish on the side, all the time. I love the fish, so I know. So if you see all the boats around the lake, they're always next to the shore, right? They cast them out, they cast it in. That's where you get all the fish, not to the deep. So Peter, as a fisherman, he knows. So I mean, going to the deep, right? Going to the deep. But because he had faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm sure that Peter was an experienced fisherman. And this guy now, you know, he want to tell me what I need to do, right? Sometimes in Christ, He always tells us to do things very simple, right? Just like Naboth, right? Like Naboth, right? I mean, he's the general in the Syrian army. And then what? Elijah, right? Elisha told me, go bathe in the Jordan River, right? 7 times. It's like, what? There's so much better rivers in the Jordan, right? In Assyria. But all he needs is obedience, right? Obedience. Because for Naboth, just don't understand, why would he want me to go bathe here? But then his servant, very simple, hey. If Master, if someone tell you to do great things, go kill 1,000 people, wouldn't you do that to heal your leprosy? He's like, oh yeah. But what, how simple it is to go and just bathe in the Jordan River 7 times. It's so simple, why don't you want to do it? So quite often, you know, when we try to rationalize things, sometimes we always hurt ourselves. Why? Because we just don't think it's, you know, it's, you know, the way that God does things is just, you know, it's really different from our thinking. Just like here, we can see, go into the deep, but you must have faith. That's why we always talk about how can we overcome depression. We must have faith that God will provide. God will provide. You know, so for my family and I, right, really it's so clear that God has taken care of us since we came to Christ with every aspect of life. Because God knows that when it comes to love for me, the best thing, that the greatest thing that I want is my family come to know Christ. Now there's 13 of us come to know Christ. I'm just completely overjoyed by that. And physically, we have everything. There's nothing that we lacked. We live in a huge house, only 3 of us, right? We just updated our floor to like hardwood floor, right? I mean, really, every aspect of our life. And of course, spiritually, it's the best, right? The best. Because now we always have hope. Why? Because, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ is always with us. So that's why for us, we must have faith. So that's why Peter, before Jesus Christ, he caught nothing. Right after the next verse, because of his faith, because of his obedience. Obedience is very important. And then because of this, they caught great number of fish. And this great number of fish is what? Not only for him, but also for who else? Those who are around him. And that's how God blessed you and I. When you and I feel joyful, when we feel so thankful to God, those people around us, they will see very clearly also, right? And this kind of blessing also will go to them. This is very important. And look at the next one. Chapter 5, verse 2. So here, our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled the physical aspect of Peter's life by giving him great numbers of fish. And the second thing, verse 2, chapter 5, verse 2. And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their net. Then verse the. Let's go to verse 5 again. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And then. Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So here, when you compare these two verses, in verse 5, what did Peter call our Lord Jesus Christ? What did he call our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 5? What's that? Master. What about after he experienced the miracles? And then in verse 8, what did he call Jesus Christ? Lord. So what is the difference between calling someone Master and calling someone Lord? What's the difference? When you call someone Master and call someone Lord? Okay, Lord is higher. Yeah, Master is. It does not necessarily is a worldly level because our Lord Jesus Christ, we always call him Master too, right? But what's this?
Master is Lord is willingness to follow.
Yes. Yes.
Master is you don't have a choice.
Yes. Yes. This is the secret of worshiping God. In other words, if you and I have great relationship with God, that He's no longer not only our Master, but also our Lord. In other words, everything we do in life for our Lord Jesus Christ is not because of force, but because willingly we want Him to be our Lord. So that's why for you and I, when we think about how can we be joyful, how can we be happy, draw ourselves closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is no longer the Master only, but He also our Lord. And I would give our life to Him. And when we give our life to Him, this means our soul will be complete. Our soul will be complete, because if we only think of our Lord Jesus Christ as Master, then emotionally and our soul cannot be complete. Why? Because a Master always gives very burdensome things to do, right? Just like between a spouse. Which one is better? Because the one we all say yes, 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 and we just do whatever our husband do, or we do it willingly. Or we love one another willingly. The willingness to love one another and to do things for one another, this will bring us joy. I mean, if we think about how many of us, especially for wives, how many wives, when your husband tells us to do something, we do with such great joy? Think about this, right? And the same thing, and vice versa, as husband, if our wife tells us to do something, we really do with such great joy. When we have this kind of relationship, this means our love is true. Because we would love to do anything for one another with a willing heart. So that's why here, before, Simon only see Jesus Christ to be someone Master, right? Master in the sense that, oh, you know, I have to come to Sabbath on Friday. Wow, what a burden. It's such a burden, right? Then Saturday I come to Sabbath, then now they want to have Bible study on the weekdays too, you know. It's such a burden, right? If we have this kind of mentality, you and I cannot be joyful. Why? Because everything is so burdensome to us. But instead, if we have that kind of feel, a relationship closer to God, I can't wait to go to church on Friday. So I can worship God, so I can see God's people and my brothers and sisters. Right? When, you know, sometimes for me, it's always, you know, when I drive to Houston, from here, from Dallas to Houston, actually quite often when I drive, I feel it takes me so long, right? It takes me so long to get here. Driving. But when I go back home, it seems so quick. Right? Even though sometimes it's the same time. Why? Because my thought is what I'm going to see my wife. Right? So I keep thinking, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to see my wife soon. I'm planning what we're going to do when I get back home. Right? This and that. And even though it's the same time, but because I'm thinking about looking forward to see her, the time goes by very fast. But of course, at the same time, it seems like, what am I going to get there? But overall, your mind, like, you know, your mind just feels so joyful, right? Joyful. When we have this kind of a great relationship with Jesus Christ, we never fall into depression. Again, why? Because Jesus Christ is with us, inside of us, and our relationship with Him is great. But if we feel that Jesus Christ is only our Master and not our Lord, then everything we do for God will be very difficult. And our heart also would be very burdensome. And then the third thing, chapter 5, verse 2. And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their net. Verse 10. And also were James, John, and the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So here, in chapter 5, verse 2, what kind of profession do they have? They were fishermen. And then in verse 10, what kind of profession are they going to have? Yes, fisher of men. This is a transformation. So in other words, here we can see from fishermen to fisher of men. This is the way to fulfill our spirit. Why? Because when you and I serving God is the greatest reward ever. It's just so wonderful. It brings us so much joy. For me, I was thinking that there's no way I can go back to the world and work. Because what do you gain from the world when you work? A piece of paper, right? Of course, nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, right? What do we work for? Money, right? Money. with a dead president on it, right? That's what you and I do. It is. I mean, that's why a lot of us, we cannot be joyful. Why? Because even though I know many youth, they make plenty of money, but they're not joyful. Why? Because their lives have nothing to do with God, right? They don't involve their life serving God, working for God. So that's why God said, look, yes, you were fishermen before, but now I'm going to make you fisher of men. So in other words, spend our life, do our best to share the word of God with others. You don't need to be full-time ministers. We're not talking about that. But at work, you must, you know, your life, people must see in you that Jesus Christ is inside of us. And everywhere we go, it has to be like this. Our mind, we always want to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. If we be able to fulfill these three things, you and I can never fall into depression. It's just the way it is. Any question, any thought? So fulfill our body, fulfill our soul, fulfill our spirit. The only person who can complete all these three things is our Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody else in this world can do it. But with it, yes, our soul can be fulfilled, and our body can be fulfilled. But if our soul, our spirit is not fulfilled, then you and I cannot be complete as a person. That's why nowadays many people, right? Yes, they have food to eat, they have people who love them, but they still feel depressed. Why? Because their spirit is not being complete by God. Any question, any thought? Okay, let's go to this loneliness. Right? Let's go to loneliness. Loneliness. I'm sure, I mean, in what age group do you think they feel the most lonely? Yeah, teenagers, right? Yes. Teenagers, they always say they are lonely. They feel lonely in that. But teenagers are the one that what? Have the most friends, right? You and I at our age, I mean, how many friends do we have? I have no friends besides a brother and sister. I have no friends. Just besides brother and sister in church. Besides that, I don't hang out with anybody. There's nobody to hang out with, right? But I never really feel lonely. But for teenagers, they have so many friends, but they always feel, they feel so lonely, right? So next slide, please. Oh, you don't have to, yeah. Yeah. Loneliness is not the same as solitude. Can someone say what this means? Like loneliness, loneliness is not the same as solitude. Can someone define that? What's the difference between loneliness and solitude? Yes, sister. Yes. Okay. So, what you say is correct. So loneliness is not by choice. Loneliness is not by choice. You are alone and you don't want to be alone. But solitude is by choice. You want to be alone. So loneliness quite often is a state of mind. It's not, you can be with 1,000 people, you still feel lonely. And that's why people fall into depression when they have this kind of loneliness inside their hearts. So, I mean, think about this. Look at Robert Williams, right? How famous he was, how rich he was, how many people he interacted all the time. But when he died in a closet, hung himself, right? You know what that means? You know what that means? Yes. His whole life, he just feels this loneliness, deep loneliness that come upon him, right? And if you look at Mother Teresa, right? Mother Teresa, of course, she's always with people. She's helped the orphans, and she goes to different orphanages and that. But, in her diary, she concluded what? That she spent this whole time helping people, but never once she feels the presence of God. That's very lonely. You guys know that, right? You know that Mother Teresa, she wrote that, right? Everybody was in shock. I mean, she's Mother Teresa, right? She's known for, being outgoing, full of life, full of love. But on the end, no one will know that she was always felt alone. That she always felt like God was never with her. So, next slide, please. Yes. Solitude describes a situation where one is alone by choice. This is very important, right? So, I mean, how many of you like to be alone sometimes? Yes. Yeah, it should be all of us, actually. Yeah. Especially like, you know, young mamas, right? With always with kids around, you want to be alone, right? So that's why when we do couple counseling, stuff like that, we always encourage the husband, you must give your wife at least a day off. Even a night off, right? Just take the kids and let your wife do whatever she wants to do, right? She want to go get pedicure, manicure, her hairdo, just let it be, right? Because they need it. You go insane spending every day with your kids, right? Without having time for yourself. If you don't allow your wife to do that, then she can be a very grumpy, you know, wife, right? And just the way it is. So things like that, that's why all of us, we need to be alone, solitude. For me too. I mean, for pastor especially, right? Because most of the time we're always alone. If we don't like to be alone, then it's very difficult to be pastors. Yes, even though we go to different churches, we see many members, many this and that, but actually we feel alone, right? Because it's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Especially in Pacifica Church, a lot of ministers who go to Pacifica Church, they become depressed. Yes. Why? How many of you have been to Pacifica Church before? Yes. You know the little house there, right? And Pacifica is always very cold and dreary, right? If you don't like to be alone, that place would drive you crazy.
太平洋的那个地方呢, 是有点阴暗的, 所以如果你不能够独处的话呢, 那就很难过, 很难受的。
I share with you before, I spent 6 months there by myself during the time.
我跟各位分享过, 我在那里待了6个月的时间, 就是我一个人。
Then during the time, all the instructors from Taiwan came to Pacifica and taught us, and taught me.
那时候呢, 所有从台湾来的传道人呢, 就到太平洋教会来, 教导我。
So every day, you know, when lunchtime, for example, then we have 2 trays. The members just come by and give us 2 trays of food. We feel like we're in jail, you know. Come by 2 trays of food, and then they're all gone. Nobody's there, right?
那中午的时候呢, 就同龄呢, 给我们送饭, 就给我们两盘饭, 然后就走了, 好像我们在监狱里面一样。
And one time, 1 month, no sun.
那有一次,
no sun for 1 month.
一个月呢, 我们没有看到太阳。
But for me, I was like, yes, I like to be alone, but it's way too lonely over here. Right?
那时候我在想，我是喜欢有独处的时间，但是这个也是太极端了。
But actually, everybody needs some time for themselves. This is very important.
所以每个人都有一段需要自己独处的时间，对他们是很重要的。
Especially, you know, for those of us who are very busy parents.
尤其是很繁忙的父母亲。
And not only that, like, you know, with couple, you also need time to be alone as couple.
那我们当夫妻的呢，应该也有自己夫妻一起在一起处相处的时间。
Because when we have children, our focus is always on the children. Then when the children go to college, then we look at one another like, oh, where have you been, right?
那我们通常都把目光放在小孩身上了。那小孩进了大学以后呢，我们在相处的时候就想说，我们这几年在做什么？
And then actually, the spousal relationship would not be good, actually.
那这样子夫妻之间的关系呢，就不会很健全。
And this is the biggest mistake that usually couple make, because when they have children, they always focus on them, and then after children go to college, they really do not know how to interact with one another as couple.
这是新婚夫妇他们所面对的一个问题，就是因为他们那时候目光都放在小孩子身上，等到小孩子离家以后呢，就有一段空巢期。
And that's why it's good to have, you know, to have parents around, right? Once a week, drop your kids off the parents and go for, you know, a romantic dinner, right?
所以呢，有的时候呢，能够把小孩呢放到祖父母那边的话呢，是很好的事情。也许出去享用晚餐。
Yeah, I'm sure you guys haven't done this for a long time, right?
我想你们从来没有这样子做吗？
All the time? Oh, good for you guys. Good. All right, good. I didn't picture Deacon Patrick be kind of guy, right? But I'm wrong.
没有想象到 Deacon Patrick 是很 romantic 的一个人。
Yeah, it's true, I know. I know, his sister said, yeah, we go out. Yeah, that's good, thank God, right? Yeah. So, okay, next one, next slide, please. Yes. You know, quite often when a person who choose to be alone is to reflect, to meditate, or simply enjoy solitary activities such as writing, drawing, reading, etc.
那一个人如果他独处的时候呢，他有的时候做一些反省，做一些冥想，然后也许做一些他喜爱做的事情，像写作、画画或者是阅读。
And this is very healthy.
那这个是很健康的一个活动。
Yeah, next one. Everyone needs some solitude from time to time.
那每个人在每段时间呢，都应该有一些独处的时间。
Okay, next slide, please. Loneliness is a feeling of dissatisfaction with the quality and quantity of one's relationship with other people.
那孤独呢，是一个人呢，他感觉到不满，因为他跟人相处的质量都不是很好。
And they suffer to two different kinds of loneliness.
我们可以把这个分成两个不同的孤独。
Or two types of loneliness.
或者两种不一样的。
Can anybody guess what those two types are?
大家可以猜想是怎么样的情形吗？
Can anybody? Well, okay, even just describing ourselves, right, people we know, what kind of loneliness do they feel?
那如果讲我们自己或者我们认识人的时候呢，怎么样的人是像孤独的人呢？
Any guess?
我们想。
Okay, next one. First, social loneliness.
一个是在社会上的孤独。
It's when a person goes to college or take a job in a new town and isolated from friends and family.
是一个人如果去了大学或者到一个新的地方有个工作呢，那是跟家人跟朋友呢就隔离了。
So this kind of social loneliness is very common with teenagers and also, you know, young adults.
这个对于年轻人，像十几岁的年轻人来讲是很普遍的。
So quite often young people when they seek for therapy andthey will, if they have this order, most of this order is adjustment disorder because of this social loneliness.
那很多这些年轻人，他们如果去看心理医生的话呢，很多的起源呢是这个。
So that's why for parents.
社会上的这个孤独。
I'm sorry. That's why for parents, if you really want, you know, your children to love you very much, if they want to go to school far away, let them go.
那如果你如果是父母亲呢，如果你想你孩子爱你的话呢，就把他送到很远的地方去念大学。
Then you will see how much they will miss home.
然后你就知道他们会多么的想家。
Actually, many young people like this, you know, when in our church, at first when they want to go to college, they want to go as far as possible, right? After 6 months, they want to come back home already.
很多教会里的青年人，他们想离家去大学越远越好呢，但是六个月以后呢，就想到离家近一点比较好。
Because sometimes, you know, young people, they don't realize how wonderful it is to be home.
因为他们那时候对于不在能够在家里面，他们不知道是那么的好的。
And of course, no. If you don't let them get them the freedom to go out like that, then you always wonder, just like the prodigal son, right? You know, at home, it's boring, right? It's nothing to do and this and that, right?
但是如果没有给他们这样的自由度的话呢，就好像浪子回头里面，浪子在家里也没有感受到家里有多好。
Of course, when our children have that kind of mentality, of course, you must allow them to experience this social loneliness.
那如果小孩有这样子的感受呢，那有的时候是因为在社会上的这种孤独感。
I share with you the testimony about the sister she called me, right? Because her son, I think he's a freshman in high school, or eighth grade of freshman in high school.
那我做过一个次分享的，有位姐妹，她的儿子是八年级，或者是在高中一年级。
First, he doesn't want to go to school anymore.
他不想去学校了。
And second, when he goes to school, he never comes home.
他去了学校呢，又不想回家。
So now he wants to leave. He asked his parents to leave the house and go live with his friend.
他想说我要离开家，我要去跟我的朋友住了。
So his mother was so upset.
他妈妈呢就很生气。
Then she called me. So she's like, "What should I do?"
他就打电话给我说，我应该怎么做呢
？I said, "Let him go."
我就说，那你就让他出去。
I said, "Within 5 days, he'll be back."
然后我就跟他说，在5天以内呢，他就会想回家。
But as a mother, she's like, "Oh no, I cannot let him go." Right? Then she imagined all these bad things will happen to him, right?
那当妈妈的呢，当然就不放心，就说我不能让他去，因为妈妈脑子里面就是这些坏事情会发生在他身上。
I said, "Sister, just let him go and call his bluff." Of course, he feels like the best place to live is with his friends because he has all the freedom, he does whatever he wants to do, this and that. Just let him go for that 5 days.
那我就说让他去，你不要担心，因为他这个呢，只是他想要试探你。那如果说让他去了以后，他会觉得现在跟朋友住会比较有自由度呢，什么都说比较好。
And thank God he let him go.
感谢神呢，他让他的儿子就出去了。
Guess how long he lasted?
我们想他出去了多久呢
？3 days.
三天。
He came back home now. He's so obedient. He goes to school every day, right? And he doesn't talk back to his mother. He's so obedient.
那他三天后回来以后呢，就变成很顺服的一个孩子。那每天都去上学，也跟以前不一样。
Why did he return back?
为什么他回来了呢？
Because he has this imagination that when he goes with his friend, he has all the freedom to do whatever he wants to do. Right?
他想象说，我去跟我朋友住的时候呢，我有所有的自由。
So when he went over to his friend to live with his friend,
那当他去跟朋友住了以后呢，
Where does he sleep?
他睡在哪里？
He sleep on the floor.
他是睡在地上。
There's no place for him to sleep.
没有地方给他睡。
Then when he's hungry, who's cooking for him?
那到饿的时候，是谁煮饭给他吃呢？
And then sometime when his friend goes somewhere to eat special dinner and stuff, they leave him at home.
那有的时候，他的朋友出去吃大餐的时候呢，把他留在家里面。
So he was crying over his friend's house for a couple of days.
他在他朋友家哭了两天。Because
he experienced like the social loneliness.
那就感受到了这社会上的孤独。
So he called and begged his mother to come home.
那他就打电话给他妈妈求说，我可不可以回家？
I say this is the time you set rules.
我说这个是你要定义你们家的家规的时候。
If he doesn't follow you, go back to his friend's house.
那如果他不听的话呢，就把他赶到他朋友家去。
Now, until now, yeah, everything is really good.
一直到现在呢，所有的事情都是很好的。
So as parents, you know, we must be a step ahead of our children, because you must understand that they think when they go out there, you know, his friend will show him a lot of love and the friend's parents. No, the friend's parents are always annoyed by him too, right? Because who's this kid, right? Come to live with us. You know, because the parents, they say, yeah, because the kid is not too good either. The friend's, yeah, is not too good. But on the end, it just is a mess, right? It's a mess.
那所以我们必须当父母亲的呢，比小孩看得更远。那这个情形是他去。 他朋友的父母亲其实也不是很欢迎他，也说这个小孩来跟我们住是为什么？那因为他的小孩自己的情况也不是很好。
You know, it's funny with my niece, my nieces, right? I always tell them I cannot wait for you guys to leave the house.
那我跟我侄女说，我希望你们赶快离开我的住在这里。
But they always want to come back to live with me. I say, no, you guys are old enough, man. Get out of here, right?
他们都一直想回来跟我们住。我跟他说，我们不要你跟我们住，你们已经成年了。
But even though deep inside, of course, I want them to be close to me, right? But you cannot let them know that.
但是在心里面呢，我是希望他跟我能够比较亲近，但是我们不能让他们知道。
I mean, you let them know that, and all of a sudden, you know, they try to rebel, right? Because kids are like that. They always want to go against what you want. Really, it's by their nature.
因为小孩呢，都是想跟你想心里想的呢，他们都会有些反叛的心态。
Now my niece Paulina, right? She's in UC San Diego. So I ask her, hey, what are you going to do after graduation?
那我的有一个子女在 UC San Diego 念书，我们就说你 毕业以后要做什么呢？
And one of choices moving back to me, I say, no. Yeah.
他问我说，那我就回去跟你住好了。我说不要。
But of course, you know, for me, if she come back, it's fine too, right? But I also want her to be independent. But she, like my niece Evelyn, she moved 2 minutes from me, and that's great, right? That's great.
那我是希望她回来，但是我是也是希望她能够独立。像另外一个侄女 Evelyn 呢，她现在住的地方跟我只差两分钟。
So, what I'm saying for teenagers, for kids, allow them to feel this social loneliness. It's really important.
所以如果给小孩的话呢，让他们知道什么是这个孤独呢，是很重要的。
Because when they go out into the real world, they know how difficult it is.
因为他们到了真正世界里面呢，他们会遇到很多的困难。
But if we always know helping them to do this and this, and they never learn, and they even know what it's like to have parents, how wonderful they are.
那如果你们不让他去尝试一下的话，他们就不会知道父母亲对他们是多么好的。
Now, even now, when last week I went to Boston, right?
上个礼拜呢，我去了波士顿。
Well, last week I went to Boston and I really still feel like my mother, my Greek mother, right? I love to be in her house, right? Because she is so neat, right? So neat.
我很喜欢住在我的养母家呢，因为她家呢是很清洁的。
And at night time I go to bed, she come and tuck in all the blankets, you know?
那我睡觉的时候，她帮我把被都弄好，然后把我让我能够就寝。
My wife never does that for me.
我太太从来没有这样子为我做。
And for my, in the morning, my mother asks me what kind of breakfast you want and that kind of stuff. My mother's always like that.
我养母就会说你早上想吃什么呢？我的养母就是这个样子。
I feel like any food that I want, she will cook for me.
我想吃任何食物呢，她都会为我去准备。Anything
I want, my mother, you know, of course, that kind of feeling, you know, you just feel like when I was living with her, forget it. I don't care. She buy me a car. I don't want to live with her anymore.
那当我在跟她住的时候呢，我就算她帮我买一部车，我也不想住在家里面。
No, for sure, my mom, she's a pain, but I love her, you know.
我爱她，可是有的时候呢，觉得对我来说是一个蛮痛苦的。
But now that I feel this kind of, you know, social loneliness, and I feel how wonderful she is as a mother, right?
然后现在感受过了, 我知道她是多么好的一位母亲。
Then it really changed the way you think.
那你就该改变你的想法。
So allow our children to feel this social loneliness.
那让我们的小孩能够经历这样子的一种孤独。
If they want to go to college far away, go. Make sure there's church over there.
那就是如果他们要到远的地方去就学的话呢, 就让他们去, 但是让那边是要有教会的地方。Next
one, please. Emotional loneliness.
一种是情感上的孤独。
Emotional loneliness is when we feel that we have no one to talk to, no one who understands our deepest concern and needs.
那就是有的时候我们会说，觉得说没有人，我们能够跟他对话，没有人够了解我们，然后这个是在心里面的深处。
So which one is more dangerous?
哪一个呢是比较危险的？
Yeah, emotional. You think emotional?
那是情感上的。
What happens when you feel you're socially, you feel alone? Which one, what would you do, right?
那在社会上，如果你感受到没有感受到孤独的话， 你会做什么呢？
What's that? Yes, go out and find friends, right?
你就会去找一些朋友。
I think both of them are very dangerous for everyone.
其实两个都是有一些危险的。
But especially for college kids.
那对于大学生来说,
no, when they fall to sin, when they fall to temptation because they feel this social loneliness and also emotional loneliness.
那他们有的时候就会犯罪的话呢, 是因为他们在 社会上感到孤独, 那在情感上也感觉到孤独。
But emotional loneliness actually has a much greater impact than social loneliness.
但是在情感上的呢, 对比较来说呢, 会有更深的一层伤害。
But quite often social loneliness, of course you can go with people, you know, like some people they like to go shopping, so they bunch of people and stuff like that. But they can never get rid of their emotional loneliness if that was the issue.
那如果是在社会上孤独，你可以出去跟一些人一起去做一些采购的工作，但是在情感上的呢，就是很难消除的。
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 1.
请看箴言第一章。
So any question, any thought on this? Any question?
那大家有什么想法或者有些问题吗？
Is this really clear?
是不是解释的蛮清楚的？
Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言的第一章,
chapter 1.
第一章,
when I read these verses, try to pick out to see what their similarity in these verses.
那我们在读这一段经文的时候, 看看他们之间有些哪些的共通性。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
第一章的第十节,
verse 10.
第十节,
my son, if sin entice you, do not consent. Verse 11.
第十一节,
if they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us look secretly for the innocent without cause. Verse 12.
第十二节,
let us swallow them alive like Saul, and whole like those who go down to the pit. Verse 13.
第十三节,
we shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Verse 14.
十四节,
cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. So here, when we read these verses, what do you find one thing in common?
我们在读这些经文的时候呢, 发现哪些有共通性呢?
What do you find one thing in common?
哪边是有共通性的?
Yeah, peer pressure. But this peer pressure would affect who?
那这些同侪的压力呢, 会影响到谁呢?
This kind of peer pressure is for who?
那这些同侪的压力是在谁身上?
What's that? Okay, I believe it's, but look at the content, right? What is one thing they keep repeating over and over again?
那我们看这个内容呢, 哪些是一直是重复的?
What one word, I know in Chinese maybe it's different, I don't know.
那中文也许读起来不太一样。
But in English it's very clear.
在英文是很清楚的。
Yes.
是我们。
Us. Right? Look at verse 11. Come with us.
那在第十一节他说, 你与我们同去。
Let us.
我们要。
Right? And then again, let us lurk secretly.
然后也是说我们要这样子做。
Look at verse 12. Let us swallow. Right?
在第十二节, 被我们,
then look at verse 13.
第十三节,
we shall find all kinds. Right?
我们必得各样的宝物。
We shall fill our houses.
然后我们能装满房屋。
Then verse 14. Cast your lot among us.
但第十四节说你与我们大家同分。
Let us all have one purse.
我们共用一个囊袋。
So here, this kind of temptation is for those who feel alone.
这些呢是为这些诱惑呢是为了这些感觉到孤独的人。
You know, most of our college students, I mean, the young people go to college. This is the greatest temptation they go through.
那这个在我们读大学年纪的这些年轻人呢，他们受到最大的诱惑就是这样子。
You know, when they go to college,
想到他们去了大学
，everyone say, "Let us do this, let us do that." But for them, you know, the doing part is not so good, right? Because they want to go drinking, they want to go to the bar, they want to do this, they want to do that.
他说我们去做这个，去做那个呢，其实做的这个事情不一定是很好，也许去喝酒，也许去。
And that's why quite often my niece Evelyn, when she was at college, she feels so alone, right?
那当我的侄女呢 Evelyn, 她在大学的时候，她就感到很孤独。
And there are times her apartment is right at the quad. The quad is where they have all the party, all that kind of stuff. So every time she sees people down there having so much fun, right? And she's like, you know, in her apartment feeling lonely.
那她那时候住的地方呢，是离很多开派对的地方很近的一个住处呢，所以她看到底下人家都在开派对呢，她自己感受到就很孤独。
So that's why here in Proverbs chapter 1, he says, let us do this, let us do that. So those who feel isolated in a sense of loneliness, then you'll fall into this kind of temptation.
那这些的时候呢，说让我们做这个，让我们做那个呢。如果你感觉孤独的话呢，有的时候就会被引诱了。
If you have younger kids, right, you can see young kids they never want to be alone.
那我们可以看到有年轻的小孩呢，他们不想是要独处的。
Like Seven, right? He hates to be alone.
那我的侄儿 Seven 呢，不喜欢自己。
I also don't want to be alone because, you know, quite often he is alone.
那我也不想要他自己独处呢，因为。孤独呢，因为很多时候他是自己一个人。
That's why we're thinking, or maybe you know, bring another kid right in to live with us.
那也许我在想，是不是要再找另外一个小孩来我家住
？At the same time, like, oh, that's double the trouble.
那我就说，那现在的问题呢，就变成两倍了。
We just don't have, we don't have the energy for it, right?
我们没有这个体力呢，再面对一个小孩。
So that's why it's good when I come here, try to bring him with me, right?
那我等能够带他来休斯顿，我是很高兴，因为让他能够多接触一些。
Then of course he have his buddies over here too. He like that, right?
他的朋友呢，所以他也很高兴。
So that's why for us, we really must.Pay attention to our kids.
所以对我们小孩呢，我们必须要关注他们。
When you allow them to feel this kind of social loneliness or emotional loneliness, they will withdraw from you.
那如果他们感受到了孤独呢，不管是在社会上孤独或情感上孤独呢，就会跟你
距离越来
越远。So that's
why, even from their young, involve them in everything that we do.
那在他年轻的时候呢，就是让我们能够跟他们一起做一些事情。
I mean, for me to bring Seven with me is, you know, it's not so pleasant, right?
那我带是。在我的侄儿来呢，有的时候并不是很愉快的一件事情。
Yeah, I mean, like I showed, he asked me like 1,000 questions, you know.
他在车上就问我，他就问我1,000个问题。
But of course, I know it will benefit him to hang out with me, right? This is, you know, we talk and stuff like that. Even though he's young, but we still can talk a lot about a lot of things.
那虽然他很年轻呢，我知道跟我们有这样子对话呢，对他是一件好的事情。
Actually, now 10 years old is better, right? Because he's able to rationalize more things, right?
那他现在十岁了，那也比较好，因为他可以比较能够理性的来看待一些事情。
Because, you know, for him, a lot of stuff he just doesn't understand, so he keeps asking. So I try to explain, but he still don't understand. Then, yeah, he keeps asking.
他问我一些问题呢，他自己不了解，我解释他还是不了解，他还是继续问同样的问题。
But actually, almost everything I do at home, I always try to involve him.
那我在家里做的任何事情呢，我还是会想要找他。
Of course, there are certain things that you know he doesn't want to be involved in when it has to do with work.
那有的时候是有工作的事情呢，他不会想要参与。
When I'm cleaning the pond, or when
清理我的池塘。
When I'm trimming the rose bushes, that kind, he doesn't like those kinds.
然后做园艺的时候呢，他不想做这些。
But I involve him in it anyway.
但是我还是就是让他也做这样的事情。
Any question you thought about this two types of
loneliness? 我们对这种孤独两种孤独有什么问题吗
？But which one you think is occur more? Which one?
哪一种呢是比较经常发生的
？Yeah, definitely emotional, right?
那是情感上的，其实是几率比较容易发生的。
You know, for those who have social loneliness problem, they can find a way to do it very easy to fix themselves this and that. But emotional loneliness is very difficult to get out of it.
那些社会上的孤独呢，也许有些方法呢可以处理，但是如果是情感上的呢，就比较难。
Because quite often emotional loneliness is dealing with people who cannot understand what we're going through. That is emotional loneliness.
那在情感上的孤独呢是。 因为有些人也许不能了解我们所经历的一些事情。
I think for ministers, this is the kind of experience we experience, emotional loneliness and spiritual loneliness.
那对于传道人来说呢，我们会有一些情感上的呢，或者在灵性上的一种孤独感。
And if you look at all the prophets in the Bible also, a lot of them experience loneliness.
那如果我们看到先知呢，他们也是会觉得很孤独的。
Which one stick into come to our minds when you talk about loneliness, a feeling social loneliness or emotional loneliness? Who comes to our minds?
那如果有位先知的话呢，哪一位先知是？会让我们感觉到他是很孤独的。
What's that? Ezra, yes, Ezra, right? Ezra. Well,
还有没有
？What's that? Yeah, Elijah is very well known, right? Elijah, right? He's very social, isolated, kind of lonely kind of guy. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then who else?
Jeremiah.
Yeah, Jeremiah, right? The weeping prophet. Yes. Yeah. He cried by himself for a long time. Poor guy,
哭泣的先知，所以他是自己在那边哭的。
Of course, Moses, right, also was very alone.
那其实摩西也是的。
You can see, I mean, Moses actually without Joshua, Moses would be a very, very lonely person. Nobody really can understand what he's going through.
那约书亚跟摩西呢？他们很难，其他人很难够了解他们所经历的是什么。
That's why they always describe him up in the mountain by himself, right?
所以常常说他们都到山上去。
Of course, Lord Jesus Christ actually is also very lonely.
那主耶稣基督其实也是一个孤独的。
I mean, remember in the Garden of Gethsemane when he's crying, right? He's full of bitterness, but his disciples just fell asleep.
那他在哥西马尼园祷告的时候呢，他那时候哭泣着祷告，但是他的门徒们都睡着了。
Then even he came back, come please, no, stay awake and pray with me. They all sleep again.
他说，请跟我一起祷告，但是这些门徒呢，还是就睡着了。
But you know, for us, we realize that actually, when we go through this kind of social, emotional loneliness, actually, only God really can fulfill us.
那当我们经过这些社会上还有情感上的孤独的时候，只有神能够帮助我们。
Next one, please.
下一张。
So there's other comparison between loneliness and solitude.
那独处跟孤独的不一样的地方。
With solitude enriches and energizes, loneliness detracts and debilitates.
那独处呢，有的时候会让我们之后会更有能量，但是孤独的话呢，是会。还让我们有负面的影响。
So actually, quite often when our Lord Jesus Christ said he went to the mountain and prayed, actually this by choice, right? By choice.
那当主耶稣基督到山上去祷告的时候，是他的选择。
And you notice when he come back from the mountain, what they usually describe, what does you know what happened right after that?
那他从山上下来的时候呢，通常圣经里面是
怎么记
载的，或者他怎么做呢？
Okay, his face shine, okay. But they always describe one thing.
有一件事情是通常是会这样解释的。
And then when our Lord Jesus Christ come down from the mountain, and then they describe what he did, he does after that, right?
那他从山上下来，常常会说是什么呢？He's energized in reaching the power.
Yes, actually, quite often say what he go into the synagogue, right? He preach, he go and preach. So yeah, he's pretty much he's more energetic and have more strength.
他就有更多的力量到会堂去传讲道理。
So that's why you know say when our Lord Jesus Christ come down, then what he went to the synagogue and he preach here and he preach there, he goes here, he goes there.
然后他之后就比较有力量，就可以去各个地方去传讲道理。
So now, when, of course, you know when he'sSolitude enrich and energize us.
那他就如果是独处之后呢，通常会让我们有更多的力量。
And then, of course, loneliness detracts and also disabilitates. I mean, in other words, it cripples us, right, as a person.
那孤独呢，就会让我们变成没有能力。
Yeah, let's go to First Kings.
请看列王记上。
What book is that? When Elijah was at the cave, right? I mean, when the raven came to fight Elijah.
那当那时候，巫妖喂这个以利亚的时候。
First Kings.Can anybody find that? First Kings 17, thank you. So 1 Kings 17.
我们请看列王记上第十七章。
Yes, 1 Kings 17.
第十七章。
Yeah, actually, 1 Kings 19. 1 Kings 19.
我们先看第十九章。
1 Kings 19. Look at chapter 19, verse 4.
我们请看十九章的第四节。
Chapter 19, verse 4.
第四节。
Actually, let's start from verse 3.
我们从第三节开始读。
And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life, and went to Bathsheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. Verse 4.
第四节。
But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under the broom tree, and he prayed that he might die, and said, It is enough, now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's, right? So here, why did Elijah run away? Why did he run away?
为什么以利亚要逃跑呢?
Is it by choice?
是不是他自己的选择?
No. Why not?
为什么不是呢?
Why was it not by choice?
因为为什么这不是他自己的选择?
Yeah, he ran for his life from who?
因为他逃跑了,是从,为什么呢?是谁要伤害他呢?
Well, from Jezebel, right? From Jezebel. So, it's not by choice that he...Ran away.
因为耶洗别要杀他，所以他就要逃跑。
It's not by choice that he isolated himself.
并不是他自己呢，让他自己能够孤立起来。
And even that time, you can see right that he feels so alone.
他那时候就感到呢，他是非常的孤独的。
Why do we know that he feels so alone?
为什么他是很孤独的呢？我们怎么会知道呢
？How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Yes, he wants God to take away his life.But here in chapter 18, chapter 19, how do we know he was alone?
我们怎么知道他是孤独的？在第十八章跟第十九章。
Yes, he said it. I am alone, right?
他自己说，只有现在只有我一个人。
Yeah, that's why. Chapter 18, verse 22. Chapter 18, verse 22.
我们去看第十八章的第二十二节。
Then Elijah said to the people.I alone am left as a prophet.
以利亚对众民说：“耶和华的先知只剩我一个人。”
And then let's read also verse chapter 19 verse 14, right?
我们请看第十九章的第十四节。
And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altar, and killed your prophet with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
那这里，他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因以色列背弃你的约，毁坏你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩我一个人，他们还要索我的命。
You can see actually Elijah really felt alone.
所以我们可以看到以利亚呢，他感受到他是很孤独的。
Even though during that time, this you know, during that time, of course, he's the man of God, he's the prophet of God.
他是神人，他是神的先知。
But he ran away, right? Because of Jezebel wanted to threaten for to kill him.
因为耶洗别那时候要杀他呢，所以他就逃跑了。
So because of this, that's why for him, it's not that he went there to be, you know, to be alone to get solitude, but rather he was, you know, he feel this loneliness that no one is with him.
那他在这里呢，所以他不是自己想要独处，而是他感受到一种孤独感。
And what did he do during the time when he ran away? What did he do?
他逃跑以后呢？他做了什么事情呢？
He just asleep, right? He just sleep.
他就睡了。
So when you feel a kind of loneliness, it's much easier just to sleep.
那如果你感受到孤独呢？很多时候呢，你就是想要就是睡眠。
Next one, please. Solitude can build a desire to involve oneself with society. Whereas, next one, please.
再下一章。
Where loneliness often robs one of any such motivation.
所以独处的话呢，你可以建立一种感觉呢，你想要参与这个社会。
I think this is very clear.
但是孤独的话呢，是让人不想有这样子的
动机。Because when we isolate ourselves, we want to be alone, then automatically we will, you know, build energy and will be more beneficial to the people we are around.
那有的时候呢，在独处之后呢，我们会有些能力呢，所以让人能够更加的想要参与这些社会的事情。
But when a person is lonely, they really, they just feel so depressed. They feel so sad, they feel agitated, they just feel like the whole world is on top of them.
那如果是孤独的话呢, 就一个人, 他也许会觉得, 就觉得忧郁, 然后觉得说整个世界的, 重担压在他的身上。
Of course, this loneliness can, you know, can make a person fall into depression.
那忧虑呢, 这种孤独呢, 会让人, 有可能会引人到, 得到忧郁症。
But the thing is, quite often when you fall into depression because of loneliness, and the reason why nobody's around you because you're the one that indirectly kicking everybody out of your life, right?
有的时候孤独的时候造成的这种忧郁症呢, 是有的时候是因为你的, 让人反而让人就是想要离, 不跟人亲近呢, 所以让人反而离开你。
Really, if you think about those who feel lonely, not because no one wants to be with them, but because indirectly they do things for people not to be around them.
有的时候这些孤独的人呢, 并不是人不想跟他们在一起, 而是他们所表现出来的呢, 让人家不想跟他们在一起。
Like for example, my Greek mother, she's alone, right? She's alone.
那我的养母呢, 她是一个人在, 只有一个人,
and she's 70 years old, and she like lives in like a 2500 square foot home by herself.
Right? Very sad.
But the reason why she's alone is because nobody can live with her.
为什么她是孤独的事情,没有人能够跟她住在一起?
Because, for example, you know, she's very picky about every little thing.
她对于很多事情呢,她都是会很挑剔。
She definitely borderline OCD, right? Obsessive compulsive disorder. There's no doubt about that, right?
她是有一种这种, 洁癖。
And sometimes when you eat dinner at a table, and you're not finished yet, you come and wipe the table while you're eating, right? That's how she is.
那我们还没有用完餐的时候呢, 她已经要把桌子擦干净了。
And then if you eat on the table, you don't put napkin, like you don't put like a piece, big sheet of napkin underneath your plate, then she gets very frustrated.
那如果你在吃饭的时候底下不垫一个餐垫的话呢, 她就会觉得说很不舒服。
Every little thing, like, you know, even like when I went home, I want to charge my phone, but the plug is very far away.
那当我回家呢, 我想要, 把我的电话插电的时候呢, 但是插座离得很远。
So I took, you know, one of those white cord, you know, electrical cord, and put it so I can connect my phone, and that irritated so much.
那如果拿了一个延长线呢, 来的话, 他就觉得说很, 对他来说是, 很不舒服的一件事情。
But in the morning when I'm sleeping, right, in the morning, her alarm goes off like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
那我早上在睡觉的时候呢, 他的, 闹钟5点就响起来。
And even though she knows I don't get up at 5 o'clock, right, but she just let the alarm go on and on and on like that, right?
他知道我5点起不来呢, 他就让这个, 闹钟继续的,
and it's been for years like this. And then she comes in like at 5:30 in my room, she opened the shade, right? When the sun rising, right? And I'm still sleeping, that's what she does.
就把我的窗帘打开, 那时候我还在睡觉,
and she doesn't realize, excuse me, you know, I'm on vacation and I'm here to, you know, so I can relax, but no, that's the way she is.
那她我就跟她说我其实在度假, 那我是在休息, 但是她还是这个样子做。
Of course, you know, thank God, I mean, that she's doing okay, but she's always crying because she feels alone, right?
感谢神, 她还不, 现在情形还可以, 可是有的时候她在哭泣, 因为她是一个人在独处。
But my niece, she's willingly to go and live with her, right? Because she feels like she needs someone, but my mom said, no.
那我的侄女说愿意去跟她住, 可是我的,
and my niece, she's super clean, she's so obedient, all this kind of stuff, but my mother cannot live with anybody, right? So that's why she's alone.
那她是没有办法跟任何人在一起同住的呢,所以她一个人住。
So when we get older, they don't be like that. Right?
所以当我们年纪大的时候呢,不要有这样的情形。
The reason why we are alone because we kick everybody out in our lives, because you know, there's a third thing that we do. We cannot overcome, we just want to insist and do what we want to do. But sometimes you want others to be around you, you must also give. You can just take everything, right?
有的时候孤独呢, 是因为你自己把人, 让人家有, 让人家不能跟你亲近, 那有的时候还是要有一些互动, 跟人家有一些, 让人能够进到你的生活里。
Any question you thought on this? Okay, next one, please. Yeah. Loneliness can provoke a vicious cycle of despair.
孤独的话呢, 可以造成一个很, 不好的恶性循环。
No, when a person, you know, always feel lonely, they isolate themselves from the whole world, then actually this cycle will continue on and on and on. Then you become so hopeless, then you fall into depression.
跟社会所隔绝, 那这个会到一个恶性循环, 那到最后呢, 就有可能得到忧郁症。
Especially with the, you know, with teenagers.
啊, 尤其是年轻的, 十几岁的,
That's why as parents, we really need to pay close attention to them.
所以我们当父母亲的呢, 必须要能够专, 要注意到小孩的, 情形。
Of course, every parents are very busy.
啊, 每一个父母亲也许都是很繁忙的。
But make sure that busyness don't neglect our children.
我们知道虽然我们繁忙的时候呢我们不要忽略的我们的子女
Because as teenagers they feel this isolation they feel this depression when they get old they're going to feel exactly the same thing
那如果在年轻的时候有感觉到这样子的 情形的时候呢 等年长大以后还是会有同样的情形
You know why a lot of children when you talk to them they don't want to talk to you right
很多年轻人你跟他们讲话的时候他不想跟你讲话
The reason is because they feel emotionally Isolated, they feel emotionally that no one can understand them.
因为在情感上，他觉得说没有人能够了解我。
And that's why a lot of us teenage, you know, children, they rather go talk to their friends than parents.
很多人呢，他们在年轻的时候，他们愿意对话的对象呢是他的朋友，而不是他们的父母亲。
Because quite often as parents, we don't have the heart of understanding more than their friends.
因为我们没有他们的同理心去。 跟他们朋友一样，想要去了解他们。
So in other words, as parents, don't allow our children to fall to this kind of loneliness, you know, this vicious of cycle of loneliness and despair.
那我们当父母亲呢，不能让他到一种孤独里面呢，然后造成他在一个恶性的循环里面。
So in other words, spend more time with them.
要花多点时间跟他们在一起。
Do more things with them.
跟他们做。 更多的事情,
and allow them to feel what it's like to be a family.
让他们了解说怎么样是一个好的家庭.
And when they don't have that kind of feeling, then it's very easy for them to fall into this despair and this cycle of loneliness.
如果感受不到的话呢, 他们就很可能就会有一种孤独的感觉.
Any thought, any comments? Okay, next one, please. Next one, please. How people react to loneliness?
人们会怎么会面对这个孤独呢?
Okay, active solitude, becoming involved in some activity that we enjoy and which enrich our lives.
那独处的时候呢，就会做一些活动呢，让我们能够在生命里面得到更多的。
This is very important.
这个是很重要的。
So that's why when we, you know, when we feel this kind of loneliness,
所以我们感受到这样子的孤独,
we must allow ourselves to be more involved in different things.
那我们就可以参与更多的事情.
You know, when our children, right, quite often as parents, of course, Asian parents, we want our children to be involved in many different things. Right?
那我们亚洲的父母亲呢, 希望小孩参与很多不同的活动.
Of course, those activities are good for them.
那这些活动呢, 当然对他们是有益处的.
But at the same time, make sure we set limits not to stress them out, right?
那我们要有一个让他们不要说呢, 让他们压力太大.
Because when our kids feel that everything is overburdened, you know, the activity they do become a burden to them, then they would withdraw themselves.
那如果他们感受到这个事情所做的呢, 对他们是 一个担子的话呢, 他们就会不想做这个事情。
So make sure, you know, everything that they do, they must enjoy doing it.
那他们做的事情呢, 他们是真正想去做的。
Of course, if they like, you know, 10 years old and under, then you let them do whatever. Even sometimes they don't enjoy, you let them do it, right? Because that time they don't know how to rationalize what they enjoy or not yet, right?
那在10岁以下也许就是让他们做他们你要他们做的事情, 因为10岁以下他们还没有办法能够有些比较强的理解他们喜爱的是什么事情。
But when they become adolescents or teenagers, there's a time they know, right, the things that they enjoy, the things that they are not.
那在青少年的时候他们就知道他们喜爱的事情是什么。
Of course, it's different than being lazy, don't want to do it.
那这个跟如果是懒惰不想做是两回事情。
So if but whatever they do, try to see if they enjoy doing or not.
那如果说他们做的事情呢，是看他们是不是真的是喜爱这个事情。
So because by them involving the activity that enriches their lives or enriching the way they feel, then will help them in their life in general.
因为做这些事情呢，能够让他们生命能够多。 学到一些东西的时候呢，对他们以后是有帮助的。
But if they don't enjoy the thing that they involve in, then become a burden.
那他们如果不喜爱他们所做的事情呢，这个就会变成一个担子。
And that's why, you know, from the spiritual perspective, it's very important that you and I enjoy coming to church, enjoy reading the Bible.
所以在灵性上呢，对我们来说呢，我们是应该是很喜爱来教会，很喜爱来读圣经的。
And the reason why attendance in church is so, you know, is so little.Especially on Friday and I, because we don't enjoy studying the Word of God anymore.
因为为什么我们有的时候在教会呢，出席率并不是很高，尤其是周五的时候呢，是因为我们不想要再学习神的话语。
And we don't enjoy have fellowship with one another anymore.
我们没有在互相团契之中得到一种喜乐。
No, because of this, that's why sometimes we feel, why do I need to go to church if it's not God's commandment? Maybe we don't even come to church.
那如果不是神的诫命的话，我们是不用来教会的。
Of course, we can also listen to music, reading, exercising.
那我们可以听音乐，然后读书，阅读，然后做一些运动。
So for those of us who have teenage, you know, children, or younger children, it's really important for them what to exercise.
那对我们有年轻人呢，对他们来说很重要的呢，就是要有运动的习惯。
Healthy bodies, healthy minds.
如果有一个健康的身体呢，就会有个健康的心。
You see, when a person is in good shape, the way they walk, the way they carry themselves, actually, you can tell, right?
我们会看一个人，如果他是怎么样走动的时候呢，我们就可以了解他到底身体状况、心理状况是怎么样。
But when a person is not in good shape, they just automatically, they just don't feel good about themselves.
那有的时候他们。就对自己的感受就不是很好。
They don't walk with confidence.
他们走路的时候没有信心。
And when they do, then they're very sluggish.
那他们走的时候好像是拖泥。
So that's why, even though as aging, you want a kid to play all kind of instruments and stuff like that, right? That's fine.
那我们当亚洲的父母亲呢，要希望小孩去学习很多种不同的乐器。
But don't neglect to allow them to exercise.
但是也不要忘记了让他们能够有运动的机会。
Especially boys.
尤其是男生。
Boys, they always full of energy.
男生呢，通常是很好动的。
If you want them to sleep well, bring them to a park, right? Let them run around, right? Then they'll come home, they sleep really well.
那晚上如果让他们睡好的话，就带他公园去跑，跑完回家就可以睡得很好。
And not only that, of course, when they become adolescent, when they come older, exercise very good for them to stay away from all those other things.
那他们如果年长以后呢，稍微大一点的话呢，运动对他们会是蛮有帮助的。
You know, I think you understand what the other things I'm talking about, but the young people here, so I cannot say it, right? So,
你知道我刚刚讲的是什么事情，但是因为年轻人在这，所以就不能讲。
Yeah, and then of course, yeah, of course, reading, you know, reading is very good.
那当阅读也是很好的事情。
I mean, Seven, he loves to read.
Seven, 他很喜欢读书。
He can read like 3-4 books a week. He loves to read.
他一个星期可以读3-4本书。
Of course, reading the Bible is another story.
但是要叫他读圣经是另外一回事情。
But at least he loves to read.
但是他至少他很爱读书。
Of course, we must, you know, we must filter all this, right? Even for our children stuff, and even for ourselves, what music we listen to, you know, because, you know, like for example, like my nieces, you know, they're single or the age of marry and stuff like that. You cannot.Listen to music, I love you, you love me, that kind of stuff, right?
那当然，我们有的时候要帮他们选择一些他们所听的音乐。那我的侄女们现在是要适婚年龄，那我们就少让她听一些这些有些比较露骨的情歌。
Because those kind of music actually will cause them to what? To feel like, oh, you know, they need to have a boyfriend, right? Or they, you know, all this kind of stuff will, I guess.Bring their trigger their feelings, yeah, trigger their feelings, right? It's not a good thing, right?
那有的时候不要让他们听太多这样的，好像说他们必须要出去找一位异性来做交往。
Yeah, so it's good to listen to, you know, Bible audio. It's good.
那如果听圣经的这个讲道录音带的话是好事情。
And then they have the Bible audio is dramatic one, right? They have different music and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
那如果说有一些就是说有一些戏剧化的这些
Yeah.
圣经的讲道录音带的话，那是也没有。
So of course, all these things are part of reaction to loneliness.
那这些呢，对于感到孤独呢，都会是一个正面的。
Any thought comment? You know, even though we're going through all this, what we need to do is that you put into practice. Actually, it works this kind of stuff, right?
其实这些就是要把它做出来，因为这个是实际上会有用的。
Because all these things have been researched for many, many years.
那这些呢，做过很多年的这个研究。
So that's why when you and I feel lonely, feel depressed, we don't just stay home. Don't stay home and stay on the couch and eat ice cream. That's not good.
如果孤独的时候呢，不要在家里面吃冰淇淋。
When we feel the pressure, feel lonely, get out of the house, do some, go for a walk.
如果感觉到这种情形的时候，就出去走动。
Or even just go, you know, where people are, just go, so you get snap yourself out of the kind of mentality.
要把你从这种心态里面呢，给跳脱出来。
Okay, next slide, please.
下一张。
Yeah, social action. Such as calling or visiting a friend, a relative, helping someone less fortunate.
可以在一些社会上做一些行动，就像去访问一个朋友或者帮助那些比你更不幸的人。
And social action is also very good for us to, you know, snap out of this kind of loneliness.
那这个对于我们跳脱出孤独的也是很好的一个事情。
You know, yeah, call someone or visit a friend.
要去打电话给一个人或者去访问。
Especially those who are less fortunate than we are.
尤其是这些比我们更不幸的人。
Really, for our children, when they feel they are spoiled, when they feel that, you know, they complain about this, complain about that, bring them to the hospital to visit some of the people who are dying. Even for ourselves, right?
对我们来说也是一样的。
Sometimes we complain about every little thing, then we put ourselves into depression, right?
那有的时候我们一直做抱怨呢，我们自己呢就开始有忧虑了。
Even though we have everything.
其实我们所有的该有的都有，但是我们还是觉得不够。
That's why I shared with some of you before about a sister, right? She complained to me how she has no money, this and that, right?
那有位姐妹呢，她跟我抱怨说她没有钱。
And I say to her, I say, sister, look, the apartment you live in is $1 million.
那我跟我这位姐妹说，你住的这个地方呢是100万的房子。
Now you're building a house $2.5 million.
你还在盖一个房子呢是250万。
And your three children are all going to private school.
你有三个小孩呢，他们都念私立学校。
That's like $65,000, $75,000 a year.
每年要花65,000块到75,000块。
And I tell them, okay, now you compare yourself to that brother over there with five kids living in a two-bedroom apartment, right?
那你就跟那位弟兄做比较。 他要5个小孩住在一个两个房间的公寓里。
Yeah, so she snapped out of it very quickly.
所以他就马上跳脱出来。
Now, sometimes for us, really, the reason why we, you know, we feel, you know, when we try to, when you feel the kind of loneliness, when you feel the kind of depression, because we really don't understand what we have.
因为有的时候我们为什么会在抱怨，为什么觉得孤独，是因为我们不了解我们所拥有的。
Okay, and then it is a deliberate action that breaks the isolation and involves us with others. So I mean, be active, right? Don't just sit there and let the loneliness overcome us, but we, you know, we break that loneliness by doing something.
那我们就是要做一些事情呢，所以能够跳脱出这个孤独。
And of course, this too is a positive reaction to loneliness.
那这个也是一个正面的态度来面对孤独。Any
thought, any question about this?
有什么样的问题吗？
Yes. Let's translate. Yes, translate. Let him translate.
Of course,
in any disorder, it can be very hard to overcome it. That's why it's a disorder.
那当然呢，有这种症状的时候呢，那通常就很难跳脱出来，因为它是。 是一种症状。
That's why with loneliness and depression, that's why I say take action that breaks it, right? This means it's not an easy thing to do.
那他就是说要做一些事情，然后才能够跳脱出来。那这并不是件容易的事情。
A person who never does exercise before is very difficult for them to get started.
一个人如果从来没有做过运动的话呢，要他们在做运动的话，其实开始是很困难的。
But after they start for a while, they realize, wow, I feel so much better, right? You feel full of energy, you feel much better, then it's easier.
那开始做运动以后呢，你会觉得说我们能够更好，对身体更好的话呢，那就会慢慢的就会越来越容易。
But the problem is that the more, for example, if a person is overweight,
所以一个人如果他过重
，if they overweight only a little, then they have more motivation to go out and lose that weight. But if you overweight a lot, then you feel like, wow, this is a lot of weight I need to lose. Then you pretty much you don't get motivated to go out and do it.
一个人如果过重一点呢，他也会想说，我应该去运动呢，所以我可以减重。但是如果他过重很多的话呢，对他来说，也许觉得说这个很难达成呢，他就不想去做运动了。
And the same thing when it comes to persons always isolate themselves, always feeling lonely, right? Because it's very difficult for them to get out of that kind of cycle, that kind of thinking.
那如果是这样的话呢，对他来说能够这个跳脱出这个循环的话是很困难的。
The same thing when you and I don't pray, don't read the Bible a lot, and then it's very difficult to get back into reading and praying.
那如果我们祷告的和读经的时间不是很多的话呢，你要一开始要回去的时候，一开始是很困难的。
But when we get back to it, in the beginning it's very difficult, but after a while you feel like, wow, it comesnatural to you to do it.
一开始是困难的，但是之后呢，你会觉得说啊，这个其实是蛮容易的。
Yes, next one, please. Distraction, doing something to take our minds off a sense of loneliness.
那做一些事情呢，让我们能够不再感受到孤独。
So now with whatever cycle we in, we all try to do something to break it, and of course, distraction is one of them.
那不管是做什么心态呢，我们就要来让这个。孤独感呢，不要再继续下去。
But of course, all these things is temporary.
那这些呢，都是暂时的。
But to do this will bring us to the point that you and I can read and pray again, right?
那这个做这个要到带到我们能够做祷告、做读经了，这个就是我们想达成的。
So a person who is depressed, a person who feels lonely, they're not going to pick up the Bible and read.
那一个人呢，他如果孤独或者他是有忧郁症，他不会想要读圣经。
If they be able to pick up the Bible and read, kneel down and pray, then they wouldn't be lonely, or they wouldn't be depressed.
他如果一开始就有读经祷告的话呢，他就不会是孤独的，也不会是感到这个有忧郁症。
Of course, you know, when you feel lonely, it's good to go for a drive or go shopping, right?
那如果感觉到孤独的时候呢，也许可以开车出去逛逛，或者去买一些东西。
But when you feel really depressed and stuff, you should not drive.
但是你如果真的很有强的忧郁症呢，不应该开车。
Walking is much better, right?
那如果是步行的话，会是更好。
But yeah, go walk in the park or something like that. Don't walk to the highway and stuff like that. That's not good.
在公园里面走，不要在高速公路旁边行走。
Because about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago in Plano, Texas, like where I live, it's 5 minutes from where I live.A guy went for a walk, and then he just jumped off the bridge into the freeway, yeah, and kill himself.
那在一个礼拜、两个礼拜前呢，就在我住的那个城市呢，有一个人他去散步呢，结果就从高速公路上跳下去。
So in other words, you know, when we feel so down and out, when we feel lonely, depressed, yeah, try not to, you know, be in places that we can harm ourselves.
那不要，如果说我们有这样子孤独的感受，或者是有忧郁症的时候，不要到一个能够让我们伤害自己的地方。
That's why, you know, those who are depressed and stuff like that, they should have a bumper room, right?
那如果有这种忧郁症，他会在一个房间里面需要有这个保护的这些气垫。
You can just go there, lock the door like half an hour, right? Lock the door, and then you cannot open it, right? And just sit there. And there's nothing in there that can harm you, right?
也在这个房间里面呢，没有一个能够伤害你的任何的事物。
Of course, when we say this bumper room, it's not only the physical room, but also set our minds, right?
那这并不是只是实际上的一个房间，而是我们心里面的一种心态。
I say this is more neutral reaction and really only a temporary solution.
那这是一个暂时的一种解决的方式。
Yeah, so and everything we talk about is temporary. That's why we must go to Christ to make it, you know, more of a long lasting, right? And to get away the root of the problem.
那如这些呢，讲说讲的都是暂时性的。 那当然我们所知道的是要去追寻主耶稣基督，那就可以给我们一个比较永久的一个解决的方式。
So for those of us who live with, you know, people who feel lonely, feel have depression, you know, we also must know all these things too, right? To get them out of it, right? To, hey, let's go for a drive, right? Let's go for a drive.
那如果我们有认识这样子的人，也许我们说，那我们就出去开车逛一逛。
Let's go for a run.
那我们去外面慢跑。
Those kind of stuff is good because now, thank God, because my niece come to live with us. She's living with us right now. So my wife, my niece, and you just go for a run, right?
那感谢神，那我的子女来以后呢，我的传道娘跟我的子女呢就会去慢跑。
So when both of them are stressed at work, after work, they're stressed out and stuff like that. And usually, you know, it's hard for me to go for a run, right? So they just go for a run together, then it's good.
他们同时在工作的时候，有些压力的时候回来，他们就一起去慢跑。
Yeah, next one, please. Yeah, chronic sadness. This is where one continues to feel badly and does nothing to positively impact the problem.
这是就是慢性的呢，又感觉到很悲伤，然后。 没有一个正面的解决的方式。
Of course, you know, there's always exception, this chronic sadness. Because when the situation happens in our lives, to be sad is normal.
那在事情呢，在我们身上发生的时候，在世上发生的时候，其实是正常的。
But you know, it cannot, if it lasts for a long time, this chronic sadness, then of course, then it's very difficult for us, for we ourselves to do anything that's positive to get ourselves out of it.
但是如果是长期的有这样子的悲伤的话呢，就很难说一下子呢就跳脱出来。
Of course, we all know this can lead to downward spiral of depression, often includes sleeping too much, overeating, and self-medicating.
那这个呢，会让我们得到忧郁症呢，那它会有的时候是睡眠太多，或者是吃太多食物，还有自己用药的情形。
Any thought, any this? Yes, sister.
When you're so low, you can't get up. You physically can't get up. And all of a sudden, yeah, I kind of lost my thought. So, 刚刚 Brenda 讲的是说，就是他能看到忧郁症的时候，他能够看不出人为什么会是从生理引起心理的影响呢，还是是从心理的状态，还是就是生理上有一些化学的不平衡。
Yeah, so quite often think of this way, right? When a person is so depressed, it's like a huge heavy weight upon them, and they cannot do anything about it, right?
那他就好像身上有很多的重担压在身上呢，他没有任何可以做的事情。
Yes. Yes, actually, there's different level of depression, right?
Brenda的问题是说，是不是忧郁症有不同的这个程度？那其实是有不同的。
But most people who diagnose with major depression, the symptoms are very, you know, similar.
那如果是很严重的忧郁症的话呢，他们的症状呢都是很类似的。
But the severity of depression is from, you know, from person to person, right?
但是每一个人的他的情形不是都不太一样。
So, but almost every depression, the reason why people fall into depression because they just feel this heavy weight upon them. Actually, most of them they try to get help, they try to seek help, but it seems it doesn't go away. Right?
那好像是说他们想要寻找帮助，想要起来做一些事情，但是他们没有办法。
And that's why for them the only way to get out of it is through suicide.
那很多时候他们唯一认为可以解决的方案呢，是借着自杀的。
In other words, that the burden becomes so, you know, so overwhelming that they rather die than live.
那时候他们觉得担子太重，他们情愿死，不愿意再活下去。
Their heart to start again. Mm-hmm. That's what needs to happen. Something needs to actually
所以他说这个情形就好像是说你在急诊室的一个人必须要用那种强心的然后电击的方式呢让他们起来让他们来做一些事情。
Yeah. I mean, we don't wish for anyone to fall into depression because it's really, really, it's just a very difficult thing to overcome.
那我们不希望人能够达到这个有关于都有忧郁症因为这个是很难克服的。
Just think this way, you know, depression is pretty much emotional, you're crippled, right? You're a cripple.
也好像是说你不能行走了。
When a person is crippled, you cannot do anything.
你什么事情都做不了。
So the same thing, you know, when it comes to depression emotionally, that's how you feel.
那这个就是在情感上呢，如果感受到了这个忧郁的话呢，这就是。
And that's why it's good that you know people can encourage and, but people who helping them, they also must understand, right? Yeah, they're gonna snap at you. They cannot feel appreciate things like that. That's common stuff.
那有的时候他们会反而就是会想要对你，有的时候。去帮助一个人的时候，也许他们反而不是很友善，但是这是正常的。
That's why those of us who have friends and relatives who are depressed, go online and read. No, how can we help them, right, in a positive way?
那我们可以在网络上呢学习到怎么样做一些正面的事情呢，来帮助这一些孤独或者是有忧郁症的。
Because the biggest mistake for those who help people with depression is saying the wrong things.
对，最不能要做的事情就是对这些有忧郁症的人说了一些不该说的事情。
And saying the wrong thing, sometimes for us, it's not the wrong thing, but to them, it's the wrong thing.
对我们来说，也许并不是不对的事，而对他们来说，感受到就是不对。
Do you say something? Do you raise your hand? Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So, of course, 这本书呢会教导我们是说，让我们能够靠着神，然后身体会自己会有些自我医治的一种功能。
If you go online, there's so many self-help kind of book, right? There's thousands, millions of them, right?
那在上网上就可以有好多很多很多可以自我帮助的一些书籍。
But we know, of course.In conclusion, God is the one that can resolve all the problems. That's what we want to get to.
学习到的呢，其实神是可以做这些事情。
Of course, there's certain things can work for others, and sometimes it does not for other people.
那有些自己这种帮助的，对某些人来说是有用的，对其他人也许没有。
For example, you know, for me, when I get angry, when I feel sad, I don't want to drive. Yeah.
当我在生气的时候，或者我感到悲哀的时候，我不想要开车。
And sometimes I don't want to go for a walk.
那有的时候我不想出去。
But usually I exercise. When I exercise, that's good for me, right?
那我就开始做运动呢，那对我是好事情。
So there's many different things. You must know yourself well. That's the whole thing.
你必须要自我有对自我的认知。
And God knows every one of us well.
神认识我们每一个人。
So that's why the conclusion of this is that whatever we do that can help us to bring us back to God.That's what's important.
我们学习到最后的结论是什么能够让我们归到神那边去的时候呢？那就是我们应该做的。
Because when we fall into deep depression, we fall into deep loneliness, it's very difficult for that person to read and pray.
那如果我们有很深层的孤独或者是有忧郁症的时候，我们就很难去祷告。
So that's why as brothers and sisters, as family members, we must do our best to help them.To come back to be able to do those two things.
那如果是家人或者是教会的朋友，应该是让他们回归到这上面。
Yeah. Christian need to respond positive to loneliness, right? For being lonely may be a symptom of more serious problem.
那如果是孤独感呢，也许是有更严重的问题。
You know, loneliness is being unaware of the one who is with us everywhere.
你们不了解，唯一的真神是跟我们在任何地方都在一起的。
And that's why Lucius Christ said, "What? I'm alone, but I'm not alone, right?"
所以实际上说我是孤，但是也不是的。
And the same thing for us too.
这对我们来说也是一样的。
Let's go to John chapter 14.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
约翰福音的第十四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁,
and Lucius said, my father's house are many mansions. If they were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处, 若是没有我, 早已告诉你们,
so here actually Lucius Christ began to depart from his disciple.
这时候呢,
and he told them not to, you know, let their heart be troubled.
但他们说你心里别,他说到跟门徒说,
let's read verse 14:15. And I will pray the Father that He will give you another helper that you may abide with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保卫师, 叫他永与你们同在。
Then verse 17:18.
第十七节、十八节,
the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be with you. Verse 18.
十八节,
I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Right? So here it's important. That's why all the ministers, even though we are alone, actually we are not alone.
所以对于所有的传道人来说, 有的时候我们是在孤独的, 但其实我们并不孤独。
Because when we feel lonely or when we feel alone, just kneel down and pray. We know that God is with us.
那我们如果感觉到孤独的时候, 我们就跪下祷告, 我们知道神与我们同在。
But it doesn't mean we should not interact with one another. All we need is God. No, we also have our body, right? We need the physical aspect also to be complete.
并不是说我们不应该互动, 我们还是有个身体, 那我们还是要互动。
So that's why if we live and isolate ourselves alone, then sooner or later we become crazy.
Just the way it is.
So that's why always, you know, surround ourselves with very positive and very good kind of people.
所以我们要在周遭呢, 会有很正面态度的这些人。
You know, there's some people you see them, you always make you feel very joyful, very happy.
看到一些人呢, 有的时候你就感觉到很喜乐。
And this thing is very positive.
那这是一个正面的事物。
Of course, many Christians suffer loneliness because we are sitting instead of serving.
那很多这些基督徒呢, 其实他们感觉到孤独呢, 因为我们是坐着, 我们没有去做服侍的工作。
When doing good and serving God is a very passive attribute for ourselves.
那如果说是让我们有这个机会去侍奉的时候, 是一个很正面的, 对我们来说是很正面的。
I mean, you can see Priest Eli, he always sitting on his chair. Right?
我们可以看到, 以利祭司他, 他都坐在椅子上。
And because of this, he became very fat.
所以他就变得很肥胖。
Right? And then he died falling off his chair.
他死亡的时候呢, 是从椅子上,
that is a very lonely life.
这是一个非常孤独的一个生命。你想想看啊，他的生命是很孤独的。
He died by yourself, fell off your chair. It's just very sad. He was a priest.
那一个人是这样子的死亡，他是个祭司。So
for us, when we serve, we would interact, involve ourselves with other people.
那我们做侍奉的时候呢，我们会跟人有互动。Next
one, please. Yes, next one. Next, yeah. Just reconcile back to God, right? Because everything has to go back to God.
Right?
Paul explained why Jesus' ministry was one of reconciliation because
保罗是这样解释说为什么主耶稣基督的道理传他的道理呢就是要能够回归。
So now what all these things about Lucius Christ actually is for us to be more positive about ourselves.
那这些事情呢就是让我们能够有更正面的一种态度。
And of course, if we keep God's commandment, we know that God will abide with us.
那神就会与我们同在。
Next one, please. Of course, we also have our brothers and sisters.
那当然我们还有弟兄姐妹。
And our brothers and sisters of the church is our family.
那弟兄姐妹就是跟我们的家人。
So now we should never feel alone or be lonely.
那我们就不能就应该不会感到孤独。
That's why, you know, when Peter now ask Jesus, oh, what do we have in this life, right?
彼得说我们应该做什么?
Now, Jesus Christ, actually, we will have, you know, many, right? Many brothers and sisters in this life, and then in the life to come, eternal life.
然后我们会在今世会有很多弟兄姐妹，在永生的时候也会有很多的弟兄姐妹。
So really, for me, the time that I enjoy the most is during spiritual convocation, because that's the time we be able to study God's word together and we have fellowship with one another. That's the best time, you know, since I came to know Jesus Christ.
对我来说呢，能够在灵恩布道会的时候，我是最喜悦的。我可以学习神的话语，这是我相信神以来我觉得最
And the time that I really enjoy, feel really full of enjoyment when I have Bible study with brothers and sisters.
那有的时候跟弟兄姐妹查经聚会的时候呢，也有很也是觉得是很喜乐的。
See, quite often I don't like to give sermon.
很多时候呢，我并不喜欢证道。
The sermon is no interaction.
那证道呢，并没有互动。
But Bible study, I can learn from our brothers and sisters. I can see how our brothers and sisters feel. I can interact with them. This is my favorite part of a ministry.
在查经的时候呢，我可以跟弟兄姐妹能够分享，也可以了解他们，也从他们身上做学习。
So that's why for us.You know, we need to involve ourselves in God's holy work, involve ourselves with our brothers and sisters.
所以我们应该参与圣工，然后跟我们的弟兄姐妹有互动。
Next, please. He teaches to pray, which builds companionship with God.
他教导我们祷告呢，所以能够跟神建立关系。
And even though sometimes we feel lonely, we just have to pray to a Father that is in secret.
那有时候感觉孤独。孤独的时候就应该跟天父祷告。
Of course, he also teaches to serve, which builds, you know, relationship with others.
然后又教导我们要做侍奉，让我们能够互相的呢。
Of course, all these things we already know already.
那当然，这些都是我们所已经知道的一些事情。
But we must do it.
但是我们必须要做出来。
Knowing and not doing it is the same, just like a person who do not know.
如果你知道一些事情没有做出来，就好像一个不知道的一样。
So that's why for us, if we're into deep depression, we feel this kind of You know, loneliness. We have to do our best, you know, to get back to come back to God.
那如果说感到有孤独的话，我们应该回归到神这里。
Next, please. Yeah, that should be it. So when we think about you know overcome depression, overcome loneliness.
那我们想到说要怎么样胜过。忧郁症胜过孤独。
For sure, it's not easy.
这实际上其实是不简单的。
And it takes time.
要花一些时间。
Because to overcome depression, overcome loneliness is not an overnight thing.
那并不是一夜就可以达成的。
But for us, we should never be despair to the point that we want to harm ourselves.
但是我们不能到一个程度呢，到时候我们想要伤害我们自己。
There's nothing in this life that really can cause us to think in such a way.
但是世界上没有任何事情能让我们想要做这样的事情。
But of course, for those of us who feel lonely, for those of us who are depressed, even though we say this, sometimes, you know, it's just very difficult.
那对于这些孤独的人来讲呢，或者是这些有忧郁症人来讲呢，虽然我们这样说，对他们来说是很难达成的。
So that's why we as brothers and sisters we need to help one another.
所以当弟兄姐妹应该互相的帮助。
Now for parents, you have to build family altar.
那在家里面呢，父母亲应该有家庭祭坛。
And now pray with your children at home.
然后跟你的孩子一起祷告。
So you come to church maybe once, twice a week and you pray maybe what 30 minutes and that's not enough.
那如果一两个礼拜到教会来一次，然后一次如果祷告三十分钟还是不够。
When we come to church, try to get involved in church holy work.
那在教会呢，帮助教会的工作。
Because every church always have problem with cleaning, right? And we try to get group to clean here, clean, but only the same group of people who clean, but the rest of us we don't.
那在教会里面呢，像打扫的工作是需要的，但是很多时候都是同样的一群人在做打扫，其他人没有做。
Let's change this kind of mentality.
我们改变我们的心态。
For example, you know, for the council to decide, start next month. The cleaning group, right? The cleaning group. They're gonna have a cleaning group again, right?
那在职务会通过呢，就是说要开始又要有分组来做打扫的事情。
So if we're in this cleaning group, do our best try to serve God through cleaning.
那我们如果在这个打扫的这组里面呢，用打扫的方式来做侍奉。
We will experience when we do this holy work, this kind of stuff for Jesus Christ.We become very joyful.
那当我们为主耶稣做事的时候，我们会觉得我们得到很多的喜乐。
And also do something positive for our brothers and sisters.
然后对弟兄姐妹做一些正面的事情。
Take time to talk to them, say hi to them, say hello to them.
花时间跟他们做对话，跟他们打招呼。
Because this is also holy work.
那这其实也是圣
工。So that's why don't come to church just to come and sit down, listen, and believe.Let's not be inactive in the house of God.
那不是来呢，就是坐在这听到，然后就走。这个在神的家里面呢，并不是一种积极的态度。
Because the reason why we come to church not only to have fellowship with God, but also have the fellowship with one another.
那我们来教会呢，不只是跟神做团契呢，也是互相的要做
团契。And we must be active in doing it.
那我们做事情是要种主动性。
Our church should be very clean.
那我们的教会应该是很干净的。
Because there's so many of us.
因为这里有这么多个人。
Can you imagine if you live in a house with 70 people, 80 people? The house would be if we all clean, the house would be spotless. us.
那如果说七八十个人呢都做打扫的工作呢，那这个这个房子应该是很干净的。
Of course, if the house is not clean, I see this mean none of us doing any work, right? Because we make a lot of mess, but we don't clean it up.
如果这个地方不干净的话，就表示说没有人做任何事情，就是我们把弄脏了，但是我们没有做打扫。
So I really encourage all of you to be more active in holy work.
所以我愿意鼓励各位呢，希望能够在圣工上能更多花些心思。
And when I come, I always see the same people leading hymns. What happened to the rest of the people?
那我每次来这里都看到同样的人在领诗，其他的人呢
？When I come, I always see the same people, you know, come up here to pray, right, for lunch grace. What happened to the rest of the people? Maybe I just it's a cycle. I come here the same week or something, right?
那每次都是同样的人来谢饭，那其他的人呢？那也许是我每次来的时候刚好都是遇到同样的弟兄姐妹在做同样的事情。
But be more involved.
但是花多一点时间，多一点参与。
You know, do things for the church. Clean the toilets, right? Clean the kitchen. Do something for God.
那为神做工，然后能够扫浴室，然后扫厨房。
And we will feel and experience God's presence.
那我们就会感受到神的同在。
So don't think that feeling God's presence only what only sitting and listening to the word of God. No, yes, even though yes, you know, Mary chose the best part, but she also must put that into action too, right?
那我们知道吗？玛利亚选择最上好的福分，但是她也是有做出来。
Because we all have to, we not only listen to the word of God, we put into practice by serving Him.
那我们不只是只听神的话语，而是把它行出来呢，就是侍奉他。
So hopefully through this seminar, this workshop, that you and I can draw ourselves closer to God.
那希望能够借着的几这个讲习会呢，你我能够与神更亲近。
Yes, if we feel sad or we feel depressed.
那如果我们感到悲伤，感到忧郁。
It's very difficult to, you know, break this kind of cycle.
那很难呢，就从这里跳脱出来。
But Christ is nothing too big for Christ, you know, to do.
但是对神来说，没有他达不成的事情。
But if we, you know, if we cannot reach Christ first,
如果我们不能够达到神那里呢
？Then we must find our brother and sister help us.
那我们要请我们的弟兄姐妹来做帮助。
This is my last thought.
这是我最后的分享。
Any question, any thought before we kneel down and pray?
在祷告之前有没有要问题或者要做
？I mean, is this kind of stuff helpful?
这样子的讲习会是有帮助的吗
？Because next year we also what we plan two more, right?
在明年呢，我们还有两次类似的讲习会。
We can learn about being, you know, overcoming contentment, or discontentment, overcome discontentment.
那对于不满呢，我们怎么胜过心里面的不满
？And also overcoming anger.
然后还有是怎么样来对我们控制我们的情绪。
So this is the kind of stuff. If you know, if of course, this thing you know that we share is a way for us try to get back to Jesus.
那我们所分享呢，是希望借着这样子呢，让我们到回归到主耶稣那里去。
But ultimately, Jesus is the answer to everything.
那其实呢，主耶稣基督是所有事情的答案。
Okay. Now let's kneel down, pray together, and just give thanks to God.